Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Atshalom. We're now at the beginning of the ninth chapter of Masechet Bava Kama, Perek HaGozel Etzim. And from here till the end of the Masechet, we will chiefly be dealing with issues of Gzelah. On the handout, I included two halachot from the Rambam that are very good introductions and a couple lines of my own of introduction to the issue of Gzelah, and I highly recommend reading it. Truth is that it would be worthwhile reading through all of Hilchot Gzeilah V'Avidah while studying these prakim. HaGozel Etzim Asan Kelim. Somebody stole wood and turned them into vessels. Now, this can happen one of two ways. You can either steal raw wood and shape it and cut it and everything else and turn it into vessels, which is the simple way of reading the Mishnah, or you could take pre-cut wood and just plug it in to things and make vessels, the sort of thing that could be disassembled and brought back to its original state. And that will be subject to some dispute in the first analysis. Some tzemer v'asan begadim, parallel, if you stole wool and turn it into garments, mishalim k'shata gzeilah, you pay as per the original value at the time of the theft. So, for instance, this wood was worth $100. You turned it into a treehouse, and now it's worth $1,000. You pay $100. Gazal parset, that's the first clause. The next two clauses we're not going to deal with in this podcast, and we will come back to them when we get to that in a couple of podcasts. So we'll go right straight to the Gemara. Amri etzim v'asan kelim in shifan lo. So the way we're reading the Mishnah is, if you took wood and you turned it into kelim, then you pay kishata gzelam. But if you just shaped them and whittled them down or cut them, then you don't, meaning you return them as is. Tzemer v'asan begadim in, and the Mishnah listed wool that you turned into garments, but libnan lo. But if you simply whitened the wool, then you wouldn't. Or meaning we have a challenge to that assumption, to that interpretive read. Or meaning gazal etzim shifan avani misitatan tzemer v'libnan pishtan v'nikahu. If you stole wood and then chopped it up or shaped it, rocks, and you hewed them or you shaped them and smoothed them, or you stole wool and you whitened it, or flax and you cleaned it out and combed it out, mishalem kishatak zelah. So even in that case, you don't return the item as is, and you're not liable for the appreciation that you get to keep, but rather you pay as of the original value. So Amar Abaye tani didang tani shinui durabonan dahadra. Our Tana, now we're reading the Mishnah, sort of opposite of how we had it originally. Tana didan k'tani shinui d'rabbanan dahadra. Our Tana wanted to give examples of a shinui d'rabbanan. We'll talk about a shinui d'rabbanan, a shinui d'oraita. Shinui d'rabbanan is one dahadra, meaning it's a change which can then be reverted. And how much, certainly, if it's a shinui d'oraita where you change the item in a way that it can never go back to its original state, like chopping wood up, that would certainly make the item yours and then give you a liability of money of the value when it was originally stolen. Now, how do we interpret it? Etzim v'asan kelim be'etzim meshufin. We're talking about ready-made and cut wood. U'maininu nesarim, boards. And what you made out of boards. You made in some sort of a treehouse. You could easily take it apart. The shinui d'hadra l'briyatahu. It's a change that can go back to its original state. Why to be l'mashli flahu? If you want, you could take it apart. Tzemer v'asa'an bigadim. The same thing in our Mishnah. The second example is wool that you turn into clothes. But tzemer tavui. We're talking about wool that's already been spun. You could take it out. You could just take it out of the garment. And as you took wool, it was already spun wool, and so you wove it into a garment. You could unweave it. And therefore, Atana will agree, certainly, shinu doraita, in which you chopped up the wood or you spun the wool, which is irrevocable, certainly at that point, you're kona the gzela, and now you're chayiv domim based on the original value. All right, Vatana bra, what about the braita? Shinu doraita k'tani, shinu rabot lo k'tani. He only wanted to mention shinui d'oraita. Now, it's unclear whether Abaye means here that the Tan of the Braita does not accept shinui d'rabbanan, or he just didn't want to mention shinui d'rabbanan. Rav Ashi has a different take. Tana didan nami shinui d'oraita k'tani. Both the Braita and the Mishnah are talking about a shinui d'oraita only, which means we may reject the notion of a shinui d'rabbanan, creating a financial liability as opposed to returning the item. And how do we read it? It's etzin v'asan kelim bochani. We're talking about regular wood that you chopped up and turned into kelim. Tahinu shifan. Tzemer v'asan begadim, or wool, means nimti. Or we're talking about strands that you actually turned into wool that you turned into begadim, and there's no way that you could return it back to its original state. So shishinu doraita. Now the hainu shinu lohadar. Now parenthetically, so those are the two takes on the Mishnah. Parenthetically, we mentioned libun in that braita as a shinui, whitening wool. Libun we have a shinui. Since what is it a shinui? Mini. We have a Mishnah in Chulin. We're going to go back to this Mishnah several times. The 11th chapter of Chulin is all of two Mishnayot, and it deals with the mitzvah of Reshit HaGez. The first shearings of the sheep is something you have to give to the Kohen. And there's a shear for it. Machlok, Chami, Hello, what the shear is. But lo yispikli, no lo anshet tzva'o. Let's say that you didn't give the Kohen the wool, and first you dyed it, patur. Then you're exempt, because it's now no longer in its original state. If you just whitened it and didn't got cleaned out the junk, whitened it but didn't dye it, then chayav, because that means it's in its original state, which means the libun is not a shinui. So Rabbi Lokasha, Rabbi Shimon v'Harabanan, the Rabbi answers very simply that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that libun is a shinui, and Rabbanan are the authors of the Mishnah and Chulin say libun is not a shinui. All right, so our braita that we just quoted is Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, how do we know? Gzazot va'oviargo. Let's say you took the wool back to Reshit HaGez and you cut it and you wove it and spun it. Ein mitzaref. Then the different pieces pieces of wool now are not mitzaref for the minimal shear of a chiyuv. Libno, but if you only whitened it, then Rabbi Shimon Omer ein mitzaref, chachamami mitzaref. Rabbi Shimon says it's not mitzaref because libun is a shinui. Chachamim say it is mitzaref because it's not a shinui. It's like it's an original state. So Abaye has the first answer, which is the braita in which libun was a shinui was Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah in which libun is not, the Mishnah in Chulin is chachamim. Rav Amar Havahar Rabbi Shimon. He says no, they're both Rabbi Shimon. V'lo kasha had the naftze nefutze had a sarke suruke. If you wind it by just putting your hands through it and cleaning it out, that's not a shinui. But if you combed it out, that's a shinui. And it's all according to Rabbi Shimon, who says it's a shinui, but only sometimes, only in an intense version. B'chevar Avin Amar, he has a parallel answer to Rava. Had the chavri chavri, if you really whitened it. Had a chavri chavrui, there's sort of a play on words here, if it was not done as intensely. If the chavri, according to Rashi at least, is that you use some sort of a chemical in it to get it really, really super white, the second chavri with the chav, as about the chavri where you simply whitened it, in which case Rabbi Shimon would say, that's not a shinui. Now, hashti yishlomar tsevel Rabbi Shimon lahav a shinui. Let's take a look at this. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that tseva is not a shinui, as we'll see in a minute. Libun have a shinui. How could Rabbi Shimon say that simply whitening wool is a shinui if he says even dyeing it isn't a shinui? Detanya, back to Chavishit HaGez, Gazaz Rishon Rishon Tzvo. If each lamb that you sheared, there's a minimum of at least two, the minimal shear, is that if each one you sheared and then you dyed it, Rishon Rishon Tzvo, or you spun it, Rishon Rishon Ve'argo, you wove it, Ein Mitzaref. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Omer Rishum Rabbi Shimon. So now there's an opinion about what Rabbi Shimon says, Tzva'o mitzaref. If you dyed it, then it's mitzaref, which means that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that dyeing is not a shinui. So if dyeing it, it was a real color, is not a shinui, how could libun be a shinui? So Rabbaye lo kasha, we have a solution. Harabana libun Rabbi Shimon, Harabbi Shimon ben Yehuda libun Rabbi Shimon. We have a machloket about Rabbi Shimon's position. According to Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon says libun is a shinui, certainly tseva is a shinui, and according to Shimon ben Yehuda, none of it's a shinui. Rav Amar liolam lo pligi Rabbanan later Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. He says, no, everybody agrees about what Rabbi Shimon said. V'shani tseva hu el v'yochol avir al-yedei tzipun. That dying is something you can get out. There's some sort of a chemical, you can get it out. Chitani hatam lo yispik no alad shatzva. Oh, patur. Why did the Breita say that if it's in the Mishnah and Chulin say if you didn't give it to him, you had first dyed it, your patur, we said that's everybody, including Rabbi Shimon, would agree to that. But Kola Ilan, that's a particular intense kind of dye. Interesting sugi about Kola Ilan in the fourth parak of of Menachot, about tzitzis, dilo avar. It's a very intense kind of dye that you can't get out. So there, if you dyed it with kala ilan, then indeed you're potter because it's no longer in the original state. But indeed, Rabbi Shimon might be of the opinion that seva is not, etzaba is not as intense as libun, and libun is a shinui. Alright, Abaye does something that Abaye does frequently, which is to align opinions of different Tanaim and say that fundamentally they say the same thing. Amar by Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in this sugya, according to Rabbi Shimon, Uveit Shammai, Vir Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Vir Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Vir Rabbi Shmuel, these five Tanaim, or schools, Kulu Sviralu, they all agree, Shinui Mikumo Med, literally a Shinui stays in place. What it means is that a Shinui does not take the item out of the reshut of the original owner, and it still belongs to the original owner. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda is the opinion that we just said, where he said that according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you dye it, and remember Abaye's take was that Rabbi Shimon Yehuda disagreed with Rabbanan, unlike Rava, said even if you dye it, it still belongs to the Kohen, even if you dye it, it's still returned as Exela as is, because that's a Shinui Shelo Choser. Hadamran, Beit Shammai Mahi, where does Beit Shammai say this? Tetanya, this is now in the Din of Etnan, we had it once before. Natan lachitin bet nanavas an solit. Let's say that you gave a zonah wheat, and she turned it into flour. Zeitim asan shemen, you gave her olive, she turned it into oil. Anavim asan yain, you gave her grapes, she turned it into wine. It's important because the only issur of Etnan is something that's ra'ui lamizbeach, so that's pretty much it right there. Tani chada asur v'tani irach mutar. With machloket whether or not those things can now go on the mizbeach. V'amar of Yosef, tani gurion demiaspurk, this fellow from this particular town, Beit Shammai Yosrin, who's the one who asers? Beit Shammai. Because in our read, Beit Shammai says that even though you've changed it, it has its original status. So even though the flour was the Etnan, and the wheat was the Etnan, she milled it into flour, it's still an Etnan. And Beit Hillel not tyranny, because Beit Hillel say, Shinui makes it no longer the original thing. Now, my time at Beit Shammai, why do Beit Shammai say that it maintains its original state? Amar Kra Gam Shnehem. Take a look at the Pasuk about Etnan and Mechir Kelev. Both of them are toiva. Why does it say Gam Shnehem? We had a different drush on this earlier in the Masechet, but here it's the Rabot Shinu Yehem, meaning even if you take it and change it, it's still Usr. Uve Tilal, Amar Kra Haim. They look at the word Haim and Toiva. Velo Shinu Yehem. They are, and not if they're in any of a different state. Which Chamai Haktiv Haim, which Chamai also has to deal with the word Haim. So the answer is Ahu Mibayle Haim Velo Vladotehem. This we had in the earlier version of this discussion, which is that heim v'lo v'ladotem, which means if you gave her an animal and the animal gave birth, that baby could be brought kochim yizbeach. Beit Hillel tarti shamat mina. Beit Hillel says that heim v'lo v'ladotem, heim v'lo shinu yehem, both can be inferred because they're essentially the same thing, or subsets. Beit Hillel nami haktiv gam. What's Beit Hillel going to do with gam shnehem? So Gam Beit Hillel Kasha, as we had in the previous version take of this sugya, Beit Hillel really does not have an answer for the word Gam in that particular phrase. All right, so that's Beit Shammai who says Shinui Bimkom Omed. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Mahi, where is that? The Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Haresha Gazal Seya Shel Chitin. A fellow stole some wheat. Tchana Lashavi Afa'a. He milled it, he kneaded it, he baked it, V'frishim Ena Chala, and he gave Chala. Ketzad Mevarech. How could he make a bracha on such a thing? Meaning, the essential thing is the bracha on challah. But how could he make a bracha, birchat hamazon on it? Ein zem varech elamina eitz. He's not making a bracha, he's cursing. V'al zen emar, botzeh berech ni eitz adonai. The fellow breaks his bread and he's cursing God because he's dealing with stolen stuff. Now, the truth is that as a gazlan, if you steal wheat and then you mill it into flour, if you hold it, a shinui changes it, now you have a chiyuv to pay back the thing, and the item is now yours, and you're eating it legitimately. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov must hold that shinui b'mkom omed, and it's still a stolen item, and now you're making a bracha on a stolen item, and that's a curse. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Mahi, what's that? Tanya, klal zem Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he said a general rule. And this goes back to Gzela. Kol shavach shishbiach gazlan. A gazlan steals something, and then it appreciates. And it's appreciation that the gazlan invested in it. Yado al yonah, he has the best claim. Meaning, ratzan otel shivcho. he can keep the appreciation and pay the original amount. If he wants, he can also say, take the thing back, meaning if it depreciated. Now, my kamar, what is it he said? As I just explained, because the item is still the original owner's. And therefore, the gazlan has the right, if he wants, to return it, even though it depreciated. So, if that's the case, even if it got better, why should the gazlan be able to keep the appreciation? He should have to give it back as a more valuable item. So, amnei takanat hashavim. Takanat hashavim, which really motivates our Mishnah, is that Chachamim made all sorts of accommodations to try to make it easier for a gazlan to return a stolen item. So here also, they want to give him a leg up. After all, this will be no loss to the nigzal, who'll get it back at the original value. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Meir, the last of the five that Abai pointed to, who say that Chinum Komomet is Rabbi Shmuel. What did he say? Tanya mitzvat peah. What's the mitzvah peah? Afrishman akama. You should separate peah while it's still the stalks are still in the ground. Like Afrishman akama, if you neglected to do that, Afrishman omarim. Then after you have your bales in the field, leave a bale, or 1/60th of your bales, for the anim. Loi frishmin omarim, a frishmin akri, then when it's in the granary. Ad shalom mercho, before you pile it up in the granary, then separate it. Mercho, what happens if you pile it up? Now it's chayv and masrot. Remember, pay is potter masrot. It's chayv and masrot, me'aser v'notenlo, you have to separate masrot and then give the anim. Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Rabbi Shmuel added and said, af mafrishmin ha'isa v'notenlo, you could even separate peah from your dough, which means that even though you threshed it, and you milled it, and you kneaded it, and you baked it into bread, it still belongs to the Oni, and you give it to him. Okay, so now that's Abaye's take. A mother of Papa Labai, so if Papa turned to him and said, Ichbo kohani tani lashwin ke Beit Shammai, let's think about it. The strongest name that you found in your fight was Beit Shammai. And these other four Tanaim are all agreeing with Beit Shammai. Amar lehachi kamri. He said, this is what they were saying. Lo nechleku Beit Shammai hilaba devar hazeh. Which means all of these other opinions are maintaining that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel did not disagree about Shinui in their machloket about it none. And that's why we hold what we do. But Rava takes issue with Abaye head on. Amar Rava Mimai. Who says that all five of these believe Shinum Komomed? In other words, maybe each one's position is local to the circumstance they're dealing with. Now, Shimon Yehuda seems to say that. But Dilma, now remember that according to Rava, Shimon Yehuda did not disagree with Rabbanan about what Rabbi Shimon said, and it was the issue of what kind of paint. However, it will kind of die. But as far as the other goes, the other four go, here we go. Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon Yehuda hatam elevetzeva. So that's the first one. Ho'il v'yachol avira idei tzifun. He said, maybe Shimon Yehuda said that the shinui of dye, that's not a shinui because you can get rid of it. V'ad kan lo kam Beit Shammai hatam ela legavoa. He said, maybe Beit Shammai only said what they did because it's going on the Mizbeach, so they have an extra chumrah. Mishum de'imis, it's not nice to bring something on the Mizbeach, even though it's flour now, but it came from wheat that was given to a zonah. After all, it's called a toiva. That doesn't mean that they don't hold that Shinu in general is not, it does not change things and make kinyan for the gazlan. V'ad kan lo kam rolozim in Yaakov hatam. About making the bracha. Elo le'inyan bracha. It's not nice to make a bracha. Mishum nav the mitzvah baba vera. Here you stole some wheat, you ground it up, you made challah, and you're making a bracha. Al hafrashat challah or hafrashat shuvot tumas rot. It's not nice you're doing that on something that you stole. That doesn't mean, though, that in other areas he wouldn't agree that the shinui is a kinyan. Erkan lo kam Rishim ben Elazar hatam. Elo b'hachosha de hadar. Maybe Rishim ben Elazar's position, which was that the gazlan can return the item as is and say, here, it's yours. Maybe that's only with the depreciation that can be restored. Like he didn't take care of the animal, and the animal got weak, and now it's weaker. But if you feed it, it'll go back to its original state. V'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hatam, Rabbi Shmuel's din of peah, as a le'inyan peah mishum dichtiv ta'azov yateira. If you take a look at the psukim, you'll see that both in Parshat Kedoshim and in Parshat Emor, in the mitzvah peah, it says ta'azov. You have to leave it for the ani, and it says it an extra time. So maybe he thinks, even though normally at that point you're already koneh, when it comes to peah, the Torah put an extra stress. You really got to give it to him even further down the line. All right, v'chitema ligmar minei. So why then isn't peah the model? And say from there we can infer that shinui is not a kinyan. The answer is matona nanim shani. Not matonani, gifts to the poor, have a different stratosphere. Rabbi Yonatan, he asked, my Tamar Rabbi Shmuel, what was Rabbi Shmuel's reason for the for the din of peya. Mishumin kusavar shinu eno kona. Is it because he holds that shinu really doesn't make a difference? It doesn't, isn't a kinyan. Odilma biyama kusavar shinu kona. Maybe he reholds that shinu really is kona, which is what Rav is advancing here. V'achem mishumin dichtiv tazov yateira. Here we have a special pasuk. Now, parenthetically, if he really holds it, shinu nikona, then tazov yeterah dechad vachmona lamali. So what do I need that extra tazov? Because if Rabbi Shmuel holds as a general rule what Abai is suggesting, which is that shinu nikona, then you don't need the extra tazov. And by the way, the two, the Rabbanan, tazov yeterah dechad vachmona lamali, according to the Rabbanan, why do I need the extra tazov in any case? Because they don't agree with this halacha. So, the answer is you need tazov for the following halacha. Hamafgir karmo, if a guy renders his vineyard ownerless, v'ishkim ha-bokar v'atzro, and the next morning he gets up and starts harvesting it, which means he's taking it back. Chayav ha-perot, v'olot, v'shikcho pe, all the matnodanim, he's still chayav. U'pato min ha-maser, but he's exempt from maser. So why is he obligated in all of those? Because of tazov. The extra tazov is there to say, in a situation like that, there's not an exemption because in the middle of the growth period, you're not the owner, there's still the obligation to leave it for the poor. Okay, I'm reviewing on Rav Shmuel Halacha or Rav Shimon Elazar. He said the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, which was the idea that a Goslin can return the item as is if it depreciated or take the appreciation. Since what did Shmuel say that? Rav Shmuel, we had this in the first parak in the sugya of Metaplin Benevela. Rav Shmuel, in Shamin lo leganav lo legazlan el nezokin, we do not do an assessment for Gneva and Gzela, how much it was originally worth, etc., only for the din of Nezakin, because Balim and Taplim and Nevela, if the Nevela depreciates, that's his loss. So now, Bishlam ala Rava, Rava will fit fine, this is not a contradiction. Damar ki kamar Shimon Elazar, hata machasha da hadar. She said, Rav Shimon Elazar only says you could return it as is if it's a depreciation that could be restored. So lokasha, ki kamar lachak Rav Shimon Elazar, deshinim kamo meid. When did he say the halachas of Shimon Elazar b'chosha d'hadar? That's if something can be restored. So then there is no shinu because it's not permanent. Chikam Shmuel Hatam, when Shmuel said, "Ain shamin lo legana v'lo legazlan nezokin b'chosha d'lo hadar." We don't assess for a gazlan when it's a chosha that went down. We say, no, you have to play back the original value. El Abaye, damar chikam Shimon Elazar b'chosha d'lo hadar kamar. But according to Abaye, who maintained that Shimon Elazar held his position, even if the depreciation was not going to come back because he held shinui ben komo made. So Michael, remember, how's he going to answer Shmuel saying Alocha Korb Shimon Elazar and Shmuel also saying in Shamin lo the Gazlan? We don't do an assessment for a Gazlan. So Abaye Matniach, the answer is that his version of Shmuel's statement of Alocha was I'm reviewed on Shmuel, not Alocha Korb Shimon Elazar. Amru Alocha Korb Shimon Elazar. I have heard people say that Vele lo Svirole, but Shmuel does not accept it. In other words, Shmuel did not say halakha Shimon Elazar. Shmuel explicitly rejected it. Okay, Amar Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan, Dvar Torah gzeila hanishtanet chozeret be'ineha. He says, Mida oraita, this is machlok that we saw earlier. If a gzeila becomes changed, you still give it back as is. Shinemar hasher, yeshivet gzeila asher gazal. You have to return the stolen item that you stole. Why did it say asher gazal? Mikol makom. You return it in any case, even if it's changed. And if you challenge me with our Mishnah, which is that you pay kashat hagzela, the answer is mishum takanat hashavim. What's takanat hashavim? If somebody steals wood and builds it into a kli, and then he wants to do tshuva, and he's going to say, well, I have to take this whole thing apart, and I'm going to lose so much labor and everything else, he won't do it. This way we say, just pay the original value, he's more likely to do tshuva, and the nigzal is likely to get something back. But umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, since when Rabbi Yochanan said, v'am Rabbi Yochanan halacha kastam mishnah, unan lo yispik dinu ala vajit tzva opatur, we have the mishnah in Chulin that says that if you dye the wool before you give it to the kohen, then you're potter. So that means that the shinui does make a difference. So how could you say that gzela nishtanet is given as is, which means shinui does not affect the ownership? So amaluhu ahum in Rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, a particular student named Rabbi Yaakov explained it. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, or in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the solution. Our Mishnah is talking about, as Abaye had it in the first take in the Mishnah, where somebody stole already shaped wood and just plugged it in to make kelim. It's a shinui chozer. Alright? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that gzela nishtanet chozer peineha. That's the Iker Halacha, In our Mishnah, because of Takanat HaShavim, we don't make you take it apart. However, Rabbi Yochanan, who said Halacha Kistam Mishnah, so we have to read Rabbi Yochanan a little bit differently in the original statement that we had here, that began our discussion, where Rabbi Yochanan said, Shinui Magzel Nishtanet Chozeret Beineha, he meant Anishtanet that's Chozeret Lebriata. And that's like the case in our Mishnah. And he says, why in our Mishnah do we not do it? Because of Takanat HaShavim. But indeed, a real Shinui does change it, as we have in the Mishnah Chulin with the wool. We'll pick up at this point with Gazlanim Alve Beribit Shechziru, and more about Takanat HaShavim in the next podcast, as we move further in our study of the ninth parak of Masechet Bava Kama. Everybody should have a wonderful day.